welcome to another episode of Pod Comics. I'm Lindsay Andrew Vasquez.
And I'm Brandi Unger.
And today we have a very special comedian for you, and it's
Will Foskey.
Will Foskey has a new special out. He's a wonderful comedian.
Wonderful person, a hot comic, and he's now a friend.
An all-around blast.
He really is.
He's so, just wait. Just go.
Yeah, go.
Enjoy.
Have fun.
Bye.
Bye.
We're here. Well, hi.
Hello.
Thank you for being here, Will.
Thank you for having me.
We're so excited.
This is like the most official place that I've been in, I think. And I've been in Kev On Stage Studios, no big deal.
Heard that. Okay. No big deal. All right. Well, you brought us a hot topic today.
I sure did.
And you're kind of wearing it.
Well, no, because this is a different team, but yes.
Pete, why'd you wear that jersey?
I wore this because I wanted it to pop for the thumbnails. That was exactly why I wore this. I was like, I bet if you pop a filter on this, someone will see that and be like, oh, it's a familiar logo. They'll click on it. Mm-hmm. You gotta outsmart the internet people.
We do love a man who thinks, you know, we're here for this aesthetically popping shirt.
It is popping. Big things popping, as the kids say. Or really, as the 35-year-olds say. That song came out a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, that's my age range. So I got it.
Yeah, you had
the song is now stuck in my head.
Yeah, you're squeezing between 30, 35.
Well, and 35. Shout out to the best comedian in Atlanta, Clifford Harris. He's my hot comedian. I'm going to shout out later. I think T.I.'s doing good. You know, he's been getting some bucket spots.
Yeah, that's true.
Been getting some bucket spots.
Luck of the bucket.
You know.
But hockey, you recently got to see the Stanley Cup.
I sure did. My dad called me because he lives in Florida now. Mm-hmm. And he was like, son, I've been looking at tickets. I think I'm going to ball out. We're going to go. And okay. I was just like, let's go. And he's just like, we can go to one. So we got to pick the right one. Okay. And I was like, Avs in six, I'm calling it. And I'm not a fan of either Colorado or Tampa, but the Stanley Cup itself is famous.
Yeah.
And like, you know, Canadian dad, like that's the equivalent of like, you know, watching the World Series with your American Republican dad. I don't know. But anyways, so we went to it and it couldn't have worked out better. Like so many things had to happen for us to have the experience that we had.
Yeah.
Like it was in Tampa and they're a shitty southeastern market that does not appreciate hockey.
At all.
So as soon as their team lost, everybody just left. So it was only Avs fans left in the building. So I was able to get up to the glass when they hoisted the cup. Like I was right there. I saw it. You can see me on TV if you watch the YouTube thing of it. You can see me and my dad and his big white head of hair. And yeah, it was pretty wild. And there's not even really anything funny to say about that. I think I was just like, this is the best moment of my life.
It's great.
Nothing will come close. Even if I like get married or have kids, I'm going to be like, whatever.
The and first time you saw the Stanley Cup in real life.
Yeah, I'll be like, whatever. Everybody pretty much does this. Not everybody got to see. Who cares?
But speaking of YouTube, you also just had a special come out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No big deal. 45,000 views in the first 10 days.
As of the recording of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone gets mad when I say that on their podcast. They're like, don't timestamp it. And I'm like, I thought Phil Jackson's book says that you're supposed to live in the moment. So that's what I've been trying to do. Shout out to Phil Jackson.
Iconic coach, Phil Jackson.
I have no idea who that was. I just lost.
He coached the 90s Bulls and also the Kobe Shaq Lakers.
Yeah. Cool, 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 cool.
And was the general manager of the Knicks, but wasn't very successful with that. But anyways. Yeah. He was a hippie guy, and anyway, that's not what this is about. I released a special. It's called All Things Sacred. You can check it out on YouTube for free, and please share it with all your friends in the group chat because that's how we have to share this thing.
It will be linked in the show notes.
Look at him speaking to the people.
Yeah.
Help me be man of the people, Foskey. That's all I want. That's all I want to do is be the people's champ.
So if you haven't already seen a special, go after this, and you'll hear about a really fun story about an older woman.
Yeah, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you like edit in Mrs. Robinson in the background while I'm talking about it?
I think I can legally do that.
We
I can probably do a like a like a royalty free copy. Yeah.
Or just that. Or just keep making those noises.
Don't sue us. We're not trying to. No, we don't got that kind of a budget.
Yeah. Watch out, Paul Simon. We here at Hot Comics are going to take all your money. But yeah, so my mom was an author, mm-hmm. and she wrote a book about this island called Asaba Island off the coast of Savannah, Georgia. And I spent 2 summers there when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And it was the only place on the island. It was this big-ass mansion mm-hmm. that this 90-year-old lady lived in. And we got to stay there in exchange for, like, they had, like, a little farm thing there. And so in exchange for my mom writing the book there and, like, us helping out, we got to stay there for free. So for 4 months when I was 5 and then again when I was 6, I got to stay there. It was the craziest like time ever of my life. One time I ran from an alligator. That happened. I say ran from. I don't know how far it chased me for, but I think it's just cooler to say it that way. I caught snakes all the time. That was really fun. Okay. And they had wild boars. One of them was named Lucky. Lucky was my literal only friend on the island. It's really sad looking back on it. Whenever you look back and you're like, why did you become a comedian? And I was like, I think the pure isolation I felt during those times.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, people laugh. They don't just snort and stare at you. Maybe wow. I should learn.
And talk back.
Who's in the audience.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's very true. But anyways, so I went back there when I turned, I was probably 18. I had just graduated from high school. Mm-hmm. And that woman who was in her 90s had turned 100. And she hit on me. I was congratulating her for turning 100, and yeah. she's like, well, why don't I show you what a real 100-year-old woman can do? And it freaked me out, and I was like, what? And she goes, don't be afraid, Jimmy, like looking all like old and crazy. And I was like, Jimmy, and like the lady that's with her is like, she thinks that you're Jimmy Stewart. They used to be friends. So I guess just any like tall, skinny person, she's just like, that's Jimmy Stewart.
Bless.
I know. It was flattering, I think.
I would take it as flattering.
Yeah, I kind of get it. I wish I could be as suave as that dude, but, you know.
Did you go to the house when you saw her to congratulate her about her 100th?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she lived there like her whole entire life. It was the
party?
Yeah, they had like a big pig roast, and I'm pretty sure they were eating Lucky, which is sad.
Oh, no.
Which is sad.
For Lucky.
You know, there's another thing, and I'm not proud of this. PETA's gonna come after us for this, but I don't care. There was another pig there named Paul, and Paul had like a little Elvis coif, and he was named that after like Paul Mitchell. And Paul was mean. Paul bit me. I thought because he had these were boars, by the way, not like pink pigs.
Yeah.
But anyways, he bit me, and I thought because he had a name, he'd be nice, like yes. all the other pigs.
Yeah.
Because some of them didn't have names, and I knew to stay away from them. But he bit me, and I went back to the island when I was older, yeah. and now Paul's grown, and he has the coif still. That's how I could tell it was him.
Yeah.
And he was the leader of the pig pack, which I thought was funny that pigs are also shallow and let the hottest people be in charge and not the most qualified. So I threw a rock at him. I didn't hit him, but I startled him, and he was like, and like ran away, and I was like, yeah, bitch, I run this shit now, Paul. The fuck out of here.
Paul Mitchell the pig.
There were if you want to hear more about the old lady, check out All Things Sacred. But while we're on the topic of the island, there were donkeys there too. Have you ever spent time around donkeys?
I've spent time around asses. Not donkeys.
Lots of asses. Mm-hmm.
Yes, lots of asses working in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Lots.
Anyway, the thing about donkeys is I learned a lot about animals staying there. Baby donkeys have bowl cuts because their hair isn't coarse enough to stand up on its own in a mohawk yet.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was 6 at the time, and like every 6-year-old white child in 2000/2001, mm-hmm. I had a little bowl cut.
Of course.
And I was like, look, they're like people. And donkeys also kick from the front. I've been kicked by a donkey every time I visited that island. I don't. I almost like hope it happens when I go because I'm like, yep, let's get this out of the way. Mary Helen, Catholic donkey, kicked me.
Step one: get kicked by a donkey.
Donkey's an ass, right?
Then you can enjoy your vacation.
That's right. It wasn't a vacation so much as it was me figuring out what to do every day while my mom was all stressed out. I was like, well, I could either watch The Phantom Menace for the 150th time, or I could go outside where there is literal danger lurking at every corner.
Bill's character.
Back in my day, we used to have to figure out if the snake was poisonous or not based on where the red and the yellow was.
So was it that exciting when you grew up? Because you grew up in Woodstock, Georgia.
Yeah.
Was it that exciting, or was it reserved for when you left town?
I went back from Ossabaw. We still lived in this other kind of crappier house, and then my dad got promoted, and we moved to Woodstock, two-story house. Like, I felt, have you ever seen The Sandlot?
Yeah.
I felt like that kid when I moved. But weirdly, everybody in my neighborhood played roller hockey, which I think is why my dad moved us there. Because he saw hockey nets and shit. So it took forever to get accepted by those people. But now they're like still my friends to this day. But so much of growing up in Woodstock, it wasn't what it is now. With all the like breweries and the fancy apartments and the like the hip downtown.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't that at all. It was just like construction sites. And just, it was just a nightmare and very boring. And all we did was just smoke weed in the woods. And honestly, it still is some of my fondest memories. I yearn for it all the time. It was there was just something so simple about it. I was just talking to my friend about it, and it was like back then, all that we thought about is like, am I going to get in trouble with my parents or the police? And if we didn't have to worry about that, we had no worries in the world.
Yeah.
Whereas if I were to smoke weed now, I mean, the cops in Atlanta don't really care, and my parents don't give a shit. So like now I think about stuff like, man, should I like be like thinking about getting married or like should I be having kids? Like it just, I start freaking out about other like, was this career a mistake? Like just real shit. And it's not as fun. I miss just, you know, trying not to get caught. That was way more fun.
That was fun.
Yeah. I feel like we're going through an existential crisis now.
I have that effect on people, I've been told.
Yeah. No, this is my uncle, but I went to high school in Crystal River, Florida, and it was kind of the same thing. There wasn't a lot to do, but we could just find like outdoor activities and just people would get in trouble or not because there was no supervision also.
Right.
Yeah.
And I feel like we were so lucky. Like there were starting to be the surveillance cameras and shit like that. Like as we were about to graduate high school.
We didn't have any of that. Yeah, we got lucky. I grew up in Roswell and like we would just hang out in the Walmart parking lot.
People didn't give a shit. It felt like, and I had parents that were on the stricter side of things. Like they wouldn't let me stay over at people's houses till like my junior year or some shit. Mm-hmm. But I mean, we would just sneak out. excuse me, carbonated beverages. I've been burping like every 2 seconds. But you said you're from Roswell. What you know about the Roswell Mill? Do you remember that place?
Yeah, I have a bunch of friends now that have gotten married at the Roswell Mill, ironically enough.
Interesting. Considering everything I've seen go down there, I remember one time we were like 22 or so, and I was still living like kind of near there, and we like got some like Four Locos or whatever the fuck, and we're like, we're gonna drink and jump into the river, hell yeah! And we get there, and then there's like a bunch of like maybe 15, 16 year olds that are there, and immediately we're like, oh shit, we should probably leave. Like this is weird. But the funny part about it is even though these people are way younger than us, I could tell that they're cooler at that age than we were.
Oh, yeah.
And like somehow weirdly it felt almost intimidating.
Yeah, cuz you'll make fun of you and you'll have no idea what you're saying.
You could just tell that they were cool. Yeah. And my friend was messing with me. He's like, "Dude, we're going to have to name like 5 people that we know, dude, or we're going to have to leave."
Name drop real quick.
And immediately we were like, let's just go drink at our fucking apartment. We're adults. Let's just go smoke weed inside.
Let's go drink our legally bought beer.
Absolutely.
At 22 years old.
Or let's buy beer for them and go to their cool shit because they are pretty cool.
I'm sure they'll
respect us, you know.
Sure. Yeah, respect you.
And then we'll go to jail for the rest of our lives.
Well, you said you grew up in Woodstock, your parents were strict. You grew up Catholic, right?
Yeah. Well, relatively strict. It felt like some of my other friends' parents just didn't give a shit. We were actually pretty chill as far as Catholics go.
Yeah.
But like even that, I mean, there's still just an internalized shame that I'll carry with me for the rest of my life. I went to St. Thomas Aquinas Church. That's in Roswell. And I got, you know, baptized, communion, all that stupid stuff. I'm not stupid, but stupid stuff. And, You know, you go tell a guy about how you jack off in a box. That's something you have to do when you're Catholic.
Really?
Well, you sit in a box and tell them. You don't. I don't jerk off in boxes. I mean, you go to a box to tell them that that's what you do.
Yeah, I'm Jewish. Definitely. This is new for me.
How do Jewish people deal with their sins? Is there a process? Do you pray about it, or what do you do?
No, we have one day a year called Yom Kippur, and we repent for all your sins in one day, and you don't eat. You starve yourself for one day, and
that's
then
how the punishment, like of
the not eating,
the sacrifice is like.
Yeah, sure, maybe you just get really hungry, and then we have breakfast, which is short for breakfast.
Yeah,
it's spelled the exact same way.
Wow, it's been a conspiracy this whole time.
Yeah,
I knew the Jews were behind breakfast. You just said sacrifice, which is a huge word, because we have Jesus in ours, and they really, in Catholicism, they hammer home, like, I guess the other non-denominational ones, they're like, he loves you, and he's here to share the good news. But, like, in ours, there was just such an influence on, like, he was bloody and crying, and it's your fucking fault.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Oh, I pointed at you and your Jews. That's not what I meant. I just mean you in general. I'm not saying that the Jews killed Jesus. No Mel Gibson talk here. Much love for the Jewish people. I feel like growing up Catholic in the South, I felt I had more in common with Jewish people than I did with Baptist people. Like, I felt closer to them than the Baptists.
I would say that's accurate.
There's some culture. I always say, like, I feel like Catholicism is like the last stop on the white people culture train before you go into just like bland capitalism, Coca-Cola Christmas,
yeah,
whatever.
What's Coca-Cola Christmas?
That's just what I imagine white people that aren't Catholic, you know, just the cursive live, laugh, love,
yeah,
sign, just like,
snow globes.
Yeah.
This probably sounds weird to say, but like, I'm obsessed with the concept of whiteness and like what that means, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's kind of all encompassing because America's run by white people, I guess. But it's just funny how like our culture, which doesn't really mean anything because it's a bunch of people from a bunch of different European countries that aren't naturally from here. This has got way deeper than I meant for it to. But like, capitalism is white people's culture, and capitalism is empty, and there's a sadness to that.
Wow.
Yeah. No notes.
No notes. Yeah.
What I'm saying is, feel bad for white people.
Yeah.
<That's> net.
Boy,
Will Foskey, feel bad for white people.
Look, we apologized for all that shit like 2 years ago. Can we please move on now? That's all I'm trying to say.
It's done. We did it.
Yeah.
We tweeted about
and by
it.
All that shit, I mean just really pick and choose anything because boy, oh boy.
This could go on. So you're in a band.
I am. I am the bass player for Square Pizza. I'm their to-go slice, as Matt likes to call it. And the band is originally comprised of Matt Peshney, William Miracle, and Khaled El Choufi. They have an album out called Theo, another one on the way, as well as a few singles. And somewhere in that time, like, I would always fill in for them on bass playing live. Like, I don't really get too involved in like their writing process, but you know, we all practice together, and it's been a lot of fun. We got shows around town. I don't know if there's any specific dates coming up, but just check out Square Pizza. Like, I'm not even saying that I would have addressed the camera, but I'm just telling you, you'll like them.
Did you meet them all through comedy? Those are all Atlanta comics, right?
Yeah. So I've known Matt and William since basically I started, because they all lived in the house Matt still lives in. And I just thought they were all really cool, and I wanted to be their friends. They were at a Wendy's parking lot, and I was just really wanting to hang out with them. And then another comedian, Andrew Wright, did a play called Carry the Label Guys Christmas in July Spectacular. Like Larry the Cable Guy. You get it. And through that, I had become friends with Khaled, and I think he had kind of started to be friends with Matt, too.
Yeah.
And I just had this idea it would be funny if Khaled was like a snowman narrator, like from Rudolph. And so we brought Khaled in, and then he started hanging with all of us. But then the band came, I think, from just Matt and Khaled just doing stuff together. I wasn't really there for the inception of that. But that's just how, as a group, we all kind of started hanging, was that play. that Andrew did.
Square Pizza.
Hmm?
Who came up with the name?
That would have been Matt. Mm. There is a backstory there, but that's just, it's top secret. Yeah. Top secret
that's
recipe.
Fine. That's fine. What? I'm still also picturing Khaled as a claymation character.
From Frosty the Snowman. Rudolph had a fucking shiny nose and shit. I think I've mentioned him. I've been doing podcasts to promote this, but I'm pretty sure I've dropped Khaled's name on everything. You better start paying me money, dude.
So, you don't drink, huh?
No, I don't.
natural. That's my best transition yet.
That was a great way to... That was smooth. I don't think anybody's going to notice.
I cut that right before.
I don't think anyone's going to know.
Oh, thank you.
I do not drink. I felt like my comedy career would tank if I continued to.
Yeah.
And, you know, Catholic, they have an interesting relationship with alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I thought... Because it never got, like, really, really bad. Mm-hmm. But I could tell it was getting there. Yeah. And I was like, let's just quit while we're ahead. Mm-hmm. And I'm coming up on 3 years. And thank you. I don't know if there are any alcoholics listening who have made it longer than I have. Around now is where I'm like, I want to drink so goddamn bad. Yeah. Like the first 2.5 years, haven't thought about it at mm-hmm. all. But now I'm just like, man, life is miserable. And the older that you get, just the worse it is. And I have to just raw dog that shit.
Are you completely sober?
I am now, yeah. I haven't written off weed completely. Like, mm-hmm. alcohol is something I will never do again. Yeah, yeah. I believe I have the willpower to not do that.
Yeah.
But then with weed, it's fine. I can make it work for me sometimes. But I just noticed, like, I was totally sober before COVID. I quit drinking in October of 2019. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I guess I was at like 5 months or some shit like that. COVID, everything shut down on my birthday, March 13th, 2020. Oh, wow.
It's also my best friend's birthday.
Really?
Other than Lissandra, but yeah.
Pisces, let's go. it was a Friday the 13th too. Very unlucky for me, for just me. Fuck the rest of the world. That happened to me.
Just well. I got kicked out of a restaurant. They closed Los Angeles. It was on your birthday. It was we were finishing dessert and they were like, you guys have to leave now. We're like, and they're like, no, the city just closed down everything. You have to leave now.
Wow. I would have been like, we're here already. If we're going to have COVID, we have it. Let me eat my...
Keep doing it.
I mean, they made us pay.
Let me eat my weird ice cream cake thing with a square of what looks like a wheat thin diagonally put into it. That's what I see everybody eating in Los Angeles at the little traffic cone brunch structures. They have them in New York too.
Yeah.
But... Anyways, yeah, so with weed, I was totally sober, and then I was like, I'll probably have a couple edibles during COVID. Why not? Yeah. It's probably okay. Mm-hmm. And the next thing I know, it's been like 2 years, and I'm like, oh, I've been smoking weed every single day and been being like, yeah, I'm sober, but not fucking really.
Yeah.
And it created this just baseline level of paranoia that I was always operating mm-hmm. under yeah. to almost where like, because, you know, a lot of good things have happened for me career-wise yeah. lately. But throughout all that, also shout out to all my friends for like being my support system. Mm-hmm. I love you guys so much. Like there has been a lot of me just freaking out, panic attack shit they have to deal with,
yeah.
paranoia, thinking people are mad at me or being mm-hmm. mad at people over something that doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
Just because you're just the paranoid high thing. It just does that to you, you know? Mm-hmm. And so now that I haven't smoked for a while, I could probably smoke a joint and be fine. Like, I wouldn't, like, yeah. relapse as if that's even a thing with yeah. weed. But, like, I might as well have taken 3 hits of acid if I smoke again, you know? If yeah. you take long enough of a break and the shit's so strong now, I'm going to do it and be like, everyone's lying. Even the nice comments on my special, everybody hates me. They are all lying and everyone wants me to die. This is a nightmare. And this is a huge mistake.
Yeah.
Okay, so better not. We're just going to keep rolling on this train.
Sorry if that was existential crisis number five.
No, it's fine. We love, that's what we're here for, you know, just mm-hmm. hot comics talking about hot topics and existential crisis.
You're taking care of yourself.
Excellent branding. You've dropped that multiple times. Y'all are really on top of it. existential crisis number five, by the way, is the new Mambo number five. It's a song I have. A little bit of anxiety all night long. You know, we'll think of the rest.
We're workshopping.
You do one, so I'm not alone. Do one. A little bit of anxiety all night long.
A little bit of
Don't fuck it up.
A little bit. Oh my God, I'm so hot.
With
in here.
My
I just
weighted
got
blanket.
Really
okay. All right. Pretty good. Wait, pretty good.
With my weighted blanket all night long.
What's the next
comes
one?
My anxiety.
I know. I don't really have a lot of anxiety.
All right, you're getting one more chance, or her and I are going to be very disappointed. you're getting mutinied on your own podcast. I'm going to be hosting the next one with a turtleneck on.
A little bit of weed might be what I need. I got nothing. I'm so bad at this.
It's okay.
That works though.
You could have said wrong. There was an opportunity for wrong there.
Wrong. I hope Lou Bega is doing great.
Is he?
I bet Lou Bega is dealing with some depression. To be honest.
Just at Lou Bega to give him some. If you are watching this, go to Lou Bega's socials and give him some love.
Like, did you ever see that Futurama? Do you watch Futurama? Do you ever see the episode they go to the Slurm Factory where it's all these slug people where they make their little soda that they all like?
I haven't seen that.
But they have a character called Slurms McKenzie. It's supposed to be like Spuds McKenzie, but it's a little snail alien that has these sunglasses, and he's like, let's party. And then he takes the glasses off and his eyes are like purple and bloodshot. And he's like, I can't party anymore. I feel like that's how he is. He's just like, I can't meet another person named Jessica, Amber, all those names. He just can't anymore. Because they're like, oh my God, like, is it? It's in the song.
A little bit of Mary all night long. No.
He probably.
A little bit of Rita. Isn't Rita in there too?
A little bit of Rita is what I need. Yep.
Jessica. I know that Sandra's in there, which excited me as my name is not in really. Lysandra's not in anything, but that was the closest I got.
Yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. I'll get Square Pizza to write a song called Lysandra.
Yes.
Matt'll love that. Bands love it when the bass player starts trying to call the shots. That's always a good sign.
When the to-go slice
is now trying to be a whole entree. Don't worry, guys. I know my place.
Well, speaking of hot pizza, we've reached the point where we are doing the comic hottie, where we ask our hot comic to give a shout out to someone that's younger than them in comedy years.
Well, I'll tell you, he looks great in a top hat. It's Khaled El Choofy. Khaled El Choofy.
We do love Khaled.
We love Khaled.
I adore that man in so many ways. He is my favorite. He's the best. Road dog friend. Former podcast host. He actually has a podcast now called Spice You Know Spicy with Sean at God Kendi and Nick Murphy. Not bitter about it. And no, it's great. Listen to it. You'll really like it.
What's it about?
I don't know. I don't listen to that shit. I'm just kidding, guys. Or am I? I don't like that I just did that. It's them being hilarious. Yeah. I couldn't attach an exact thing to it, but it's just the three of them being hilarious.
It's just them being They're all themselves. Three very, very funny people. Hilarious. So them talking is worth watching. Yeah.
Spicy No Spicy Pod on Instagram. Nick cuts up some pretty sweet clips.
Awesome. Yeah. And we love all of those comments.
I have officially promoted you guys' podcast more than my own special. So
speaking of your special, tell the people where to watch it.
Should I look straight into camera? Yeah. Do I need an eye line? Should I look at the side of the camera so it doesn't make people feel cagey when they
Steve
watch
our
it?
Cameraman to
Oh, right. Yeah, of course.
Steve has you.
Why? It's funny. He looks like Ryan Gosling in the Barbie movie.
Right?
Isn't that weird?
Look,
was that on purpose?
We only bring
it's kind of wrong of you also to objectify men like that. But anyways, check out my special. It's called All Things Sacred. I keep switching. All right. Check out my special. It's called All Things Sacred. It's streaming for free on YouTube. And the way this thing has been growing has been a lot of just like word of mouth, people just sharing it. So if you see it, you like it, put the link in the group chat. And if you have a friend that reacts unfavorably, tell them to go fuck themselves and not comment any negative shit. We're trying to keep an air of positivity here because I worked very hard on this and so did my camera crew. Shout out to media team. And we're really proud of how it turned out and we hope it keeps growing. And you'll laugh and you just might learn a little something too.
Amen. There you go. Amen. All things sacred.
Amen, everybody.
Peace be with you and also with you.
Oh, yeah, we should do that. Peace be with you.
Yeah, and also with you.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
All right, now we did it. All right, thank you so much for being
Thanks,
here, Will.
Of course, bye. This was great.
Yay, bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that as much as we did.
We did.
All right. So, Will, you can check out, as he said, you can check out his special right here on YouTube. Or if you're not listening to this on YouTube, then forget I said right here and just go to YouTube and watch it.
Yeah.
Will Foskey, All Things Sacred.
Yep. And you can check him out on Instagram with all of his information at WT Foskey.
WTF.
Well,
Foskey.
Yeah.
It's just so perfect. Just like, just, and then that's how we end the thing. Yeah. No, so please check him out on all of the platforms. Mm-hmm. He's on the TikTok. He's on everything else, on the YouTubes, on the Instagrams, everything. And then he also has a band called, that we mentioned, called Square Pizza Band. So also you want to check that out.
Yeah, I've seen them live and they are, I was pleasantly surprised. I will say that's
usually
a big review.
When people tell you to check out their friends' bands, like, you go like, oof.
But this one,
check out this friend's band.
If we had, if we were musicians and we were called Hot Musicians instead of Hot Comics,
I would
they'd be a hottie.
Yeah. I was thinking that I'd be hesitant to name myself Hot Musicians because musicians are already innately hot, and then that would set the expectation for the audience that you have to be super hot, or ironically unhot. One of the two. You can't be in the middle, otherwise you're judged right off the bat.
Thank God we're comics, you know. Thank God the bar is already set.
So then I digress. So the comic hottie
is Khaled. We love him.
He's all of his information is here on the screen and in the show notes, and where you can find him and his podcast with the very funny Shauna Godkindy and Nick Murphy.
Yeah.
So, just like really. So go, now that you've learned all about Will, go watch his special and leave nice comments.
Leave nice comments. It's fun. It's just funny. Like, that's it.
It's hard to pick a favorite part is the comment that we left, because it's true.
Can we talk about his outfit choice? How he chose to wear blue to pop, and you and I are both in black. That's like one of the most thoughtful things.
Yeah, I'm always in mourning. And then he was thinking about the algorithm. Love that. I love that.
We love a man who plans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That was just such a nice time.
Yeah. It was fun. Yeah. Anyway, I'm Lysandra Vasquez.
Buy a mug. I'm Brandi Unger. Guys, buy a mug. Buy a sweatshirt. Buy a hat.
Subscribe, follow, like, let us know your favorite part of this episode. Check out our website. Check out our upcoming shows that we have. If you're in the Atlanta area in September, come see us with Zainab Johnson. And check out all the other episodes that we have here. And then follow all the comics. Go on to all of the socials.
Touch all of the things.
Except for the comics themselves. I cannot stress that enough. Please never touch a comic. Don't touch a comic. Unless they want you to. Consent is king. Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Love you. Mm. Bye.